I'm Sir Evans, and welcome to some real life morning motivation. Because no one wakes up in the morning and says, I hope I have a bad day. My desire is to empower and inspire your daily endeavors. Because you can do whatever you set your mind to. The question is, what do you want to do? Whether you're still finding your passion, pursuing it, or living it, motivation is a daily requirement for your success. So here's your morning motivation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Morning Motivation Podcast Show with Sir Evans. And, I guess that must be me, because I'm here with you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's always a joy to be here with you. It's always a joy to be able to deliver some type of message that may be fruitful to you. It's been a lot of seasons. I ain't talking about winter, fall, summer. I'm talking about a lot of seasons have been transpiring. I'm talking fearless season. We have celebration season. We have seasons of knowledge. I mean, everything is just moving. And whether you recognize it or not, things are moving all around you and even within you. So it's important to recognize what season that you're in right now. What are you experiencing? What are you being challenged with? What have you seen as being obstacles? What have you seen as being an area that you've grown in? That you can look back over the last period of time and be like, you know what? I can see that. I can see that growth. And if you haven't done that, maybe just take a moment. Just take a couple minutes just to say, where have I grown at in my life recently? What's an area that I've really been able to improve upon? And really give yourself a round of applause for that. And then continue to analyze your season. You know, for me, like I said, my wife, she just graduated, just got her master's. She mastered it. Shouts out to her, Lisa. You know, I'm gearing up for some exciting things for her. But I'm going to keep that quiet because I didn't tell her the secret. But I told her, I gave her one of her gifts. I got her a bag, and in the bag was her passport. And I left her a little note, and I say, in order for you to get your next gift, you're going to need a passport. But I can't tell you where that is. Now, let the clues begin. One thing that me and my wife have going on, we always like to try to one-up another. She thinks that she's better at surprises than me, and I think that we maybe are 50-50. I think it's a tie right now. She might have the upper hand. She might have had the last surprise. I'd really have to think about it, but that's something that we do. So I'm planning this next one, and I ain't gonna tell it, but I'll let y'all know when the next clue gonna come out. But that's been exciting. It's been an exciting season for us, and it's been exciting because it's really unpredictable. Because we already don't know what the future holds. But it's just fun to create that future. It's fun to encounter that those things that you didn't know that you would encounter. And you got to really have an open mind to them, because it's really about perspective. Because a storm can really come at you and just be like, oh God, this is the worst thing ever. But sometimes with that perspective, you can recognize that rain is helping something to grow. So regardless, it's just been beautiful. It's been fruitful. And I want to dive into this one, because if you've been rocking through the season this year, we've went through the superpower. We kind of dived into that superpower, right? What's your superpower? How to utilize that for yourself and for those around you. We even went through some of the steps to kind of help you define that, and really how to get your mentality, your emotions, and spiritual levels or balance in alignment, right? And we really didn't dive too much into the spiritual, and I want to kind of go in there in this next series, which is the fuel series. But this is kind of the introduction to it. I'm claiming it now, because as I was preparing for this one, I was thinking, you know what, this is a great segue for the fuel series. But we've been taking our time to make sure that we kind of do some transformation. And it's never too late. You can always check back in and go through those episodes. And together, we're going to do this life thing. But we're really striving to have some transformations. You know, we really want to step outside of our comfort zone when the need is required to do so. And we want to be able to be armed with the ammunition that we need when we go on that battlefield. So this episode today is really, this is a spiritual warfare episode. I'm just going to tell you like that. The name of it is Spiritual Remarketing. Woo! Now, as I've been working, many of you know, Superpower Planner is a product that I'm responsible for. We launched that last year, and I learned a lot from launching this product onto the market. And one of the things that I had to really study in was advertising, right? Advertising, marketing, even with bringing people in to do the work in that field, I still wanted to have an understanding of what they were doing. You know, that I hate paying someone for a task where I'm absolutely oblivious to what it is that I'm paying you for. Because how am I to measure, you know, your success, right? So I learned a lot about remarketing. So many of you may be familiar, and if you're not, I'll give you, you know, a quick synopsis of what that is. But basically, remarketing is when you see something online, you know, you maybe see a handbag, or maybe you even go to the store and you see something in the store, and then all of a sudden you see it pop up in your newsfeed, or you see it pop up on Instagram or whatever social media platform that you're scrolling through. It's like, why in the hell are they following me? Well, it's called remarketing. At some point in time, you encountered their product. And since you encountered their product, they are remarketing to you. But what does that have to do with spiritual warfare? Well, let's go ahead and get into it with today's morning motivation topic. So, morning motivation, I got to let you know, every single time comes from you from the morning motivation messages. We send those out Monday through Friday to help get your day inspired, empowered, and motivated. Because motivation is like a shower. Yesterday's motivation ain't today's motivation. Now, it might be rooted in the same thing, but we got to make sure that we replenish ourselves. We got to make sure that we stay refreshed in our motives. And that's what the morning motivation messages are for. The ones that you guys engage with the most, the one that you guys highlight as your favorites, are the ones that we come back to the podcast show and we dive into them a little bit more, just so that we can really dissect a lot of the meat that's involved in them. So this one here was spiritual remarketing. Let's go ahead and lock in one more time. If you need to subscribe, that's 202-918-3480. Let's go. Imagine this. You're scrolling through social media and you notice a product or service that interests you. You stop your scroll and you click on the product or service, but you decided not to buy. All of a sudden, you begin to see that same product all over social media now. I'm sure you've experienced this before, and it's called retargeting. Once you've shown interest in a product or a service, that company begins to focus their attention and efforts on you. They're specifically targeting individuals who have expressed interest or who have engaged with their content within a certain period of time. But did you know that the enemy does the same thing? Here are a few things to remember about spiritual warfare and how you are being targeted. Did you know that the enemy has a bull's eye on your vices? That's all I want to know. Fresh out of the gate, did you know that the enemy has a bull's eye on your vices? Oh, you think that your vice is different from my vice, right? You thought that your vice was different from your neighbor's vice, right? Oh, you think that they didn't write the marketing book on what you're struggling with. Clever you. How did you make it so far? How did you make it so far without being touched by the marketing guru? You know, one thing that the enemy has to do is he has to work. He has to try. I think a lot of times we forget, and myself included, that the enemy is not omnipotent. He's not omnipresent. Not omnipresent. He's not omniscient. He can't be in all places at the same time. He can't be. So he has to work. He can't know it all. As much as we may like to give that power to the enemy to think that it does know it all. But due to the fact that the enemy doesn't know it all, it has to do some work. It has to do some research. Imagine this. If a corporation knew exactly who their ideal client was, who their ideal customer was, I mean, a new company, it just started from the ground up. It knew exactly who its customer was. Without a doubt, 100%, every single person it targeted, it knew was a customer. Would they have to do marketing? Or would they have to do any type of research on how to gain a client? No, because somehow their magical system, they already know who and how each of their clientele works, right? The enemy doesn't know that. So, just like every other business, not saying the enemy's a business, but in that comparison, a business has to do that work in order to establish that customer, in order to also keep them coming back consistently. The enemy is trying things every single day with your marketing. It's trying every single way to see how it can keep you engaged, keep you off-centered, keep you from your passion, keep you from your purpose, keep you from your circle, keep you from those that can help you from that can help you to grow. It is designed to help you stay surrounded by the slugs and the lowlifes of the world, and that's on many different levels. So don't think that the lowlifes around you are lower than the other lowlifes. I just mean lowlife in general. It's a persona. The enemy wants to do what it has to do in order to snuff out the light that is in you. And if you are not aware that you are being marketed to, then my friend, you might have a very, very large spam folder in your hands. And I want us to dive into this a little bit more. Let's go ahead and shoot these questions out, because I think we laid down enough foundation to get us into this game plan. Right. So first question out of the gate is, why do you think that some people are more prone to attracting negative spirits and negative energy than others? I think that it's primarily because they're more aware of what they're inviting. They're less aware of what they're filtering. Think of it as a person who clicks on everything that they see. If you scroll through it, click on it, they don't even know it's an ad that they're clicking on. They just click happy. A person who probably encounters more negative energy than the average, or more negative situation, is probably a lot more open to what they have coming in. We have these in my fish tank. We have a fish tank filter, right? I just had to get a new fish tank filter. Now, this one that I had to get, it couldn't be a regular filter. They have these filters that kind of just hang on the back of a fish tank. They normally work with smaller tanks, and they're good enough to be able to filter out the dirt and bacteria that might come into the water. However, we just got a bigger tank, and this tank that we have is almost 200 gallons. So with this tank, you have to get what's considered a canister. Now, they're completely different design, but they have a lot more power, right? They have to have more power because there's more water that's coming in. There's more water that needs to be filtered. But if I didn't have a filter on my tank, there would be so much pollution, so much water pollution, that the fish would eventually die because there's nothing in there to help keep the water pure and to actually keep oxygen coming in, because it's all polluted. No oxygen can get into that type of pollution. So people who are more than likely highly susceptible to encountering negative energy is more than likely because their filter is shot. But they're not really even doing any filtering. They're not even trying to do any filtering. They're more than likely probably inviting them, saying, "Hey, come here. I'm a free bird. I want you to help me fly." Here's the thing. When you're a free bird in that mentality, it's like the wind will carry you wherever. So just be prepared on what the wind's going to bring you, period. Next question. What are some of the things that the enemy will use or will test you with You know what's funny? It's funny because God still allows the enemy to tempt you. Still allows it. So some of the things is pretty much it's almost been endless. It's an endless array of things that the enemy can use that I have seen, with the exception of death. It's like the death is like the button that you, the enemy just doesn't have control over. Like, I'll give you examples. We know the story of Job. I don't care if you even, if you've not even a believer of Christ, the Bible, right? You more than likely heard the story of Job. Atheists speak of the story of Job. It's probably one of their prime testaments, right? But Job. But it's not so much the story of Job as Job the person. I want to look at some of the things that he encountered and really look at him when we think about what are some of the things that the enemy will use to test you. Because the enemy was given control over a lot of things when it came to Job, even down to the elements. Like people say, the devil and the elements? The elements? We see that a great wind took his children. Wind. Not a person. Wind. Wind. Then we also see the fire of God consumed his sheep and servant. Now, I get this would have had to have been within, you know, God's, you know, okay, I give you some fire, right, for you to prove this point. But nonetheless, this is still something that the enemy used to test Job. Right? Now, we've even seen, we know that the enemy works through people, animals. Sometimes God, you know, well, in all cases, God created things for good, but the enemy has a way of using those things for bad as well. So something can come through your feed, something can come through your mental, something can come through your database that isn't necessarily a bad thing. But the enemy can use that imagery in a bad way in order to sway you in a bad direction. Moderation, moderation, moderation is a key. And I'm gonna talk about that a little bit later, but moderation, keep that in mind. Because everything isn't bad. I think with a lot of religious people, when we get into more doctrine or more written versus more relationship, can start to say a lot of things are bad, but it's really contradictory to what the Word says and what the Lord says. Everything is bad. How we use it and how we utilize it can have bad impacts. But everything just about has been used as a tool. So you got to keep your head on a swivel. What are some of the signs that you have bad energy around you? The question came in. Well, what are some of the signs that you have positive energy around you? Right? If like, really, like, just stop and think about that. What are some of the signs that bad energy is around you? Okay, what are some of the signs that positive energy is around you? And what does it feel like and look like when those measurements are absent? Right, what does it look like? You can tell by answering these questions too. Where are you going and how are you getting there? The enemy loves to keep you in the same pace, keep you going backwards. So that attack can look a lot like a lack of growth or a lack of forward progression, right? When you're going through that retargeting, when enemies are retargeting, maybe really drilling in on a vice that you might have, it can feel like you're just scrolling. And really in life, you ain't going nowhere. You're just scrolling. You're just watching life fly by. That's the 2022 equivalent of watching life pass you by. You're just scrolling, right? So where are you going? That's one thing that you can recognize when you have bad energy. Where are you going? Recognize where you're at. I started it off with being able to take a moment and say, this is where I've grown at. This is where my areas of opportunity are at. This is where I've been struggling at. By being able to answer those questions, you can tell yourself where you're going or where you're not going. And then also, how are you getting there? Because it's not just always about where you're going, right? Because there are a lot of people with bad energy and bad spirits in high places. So you can't just focus on how where you're going. Because you can be going to the top and still be, you know, a brown bag on the inside, right? I wanted to call you a, you know, something a little more derogatory. But anyways. But that second question helps that balance. How are you getting there? Meaning, what condition are you along the way of your journey? How's your health? How's your heart? How's your mind? How's your body? How's the posture of all of these levels? Because where there's some unhealthiness, there's usually some toxic, something toxic or bad energy contributing to that. And I don't think we're ever going to eradicate all of the impurities within us, but you have to be able to understand where you're going and what type of impurities are operating within you while you're traveling. Because those impurities will determine how effective you get there, and even if you get there at all. The same thing with the fish tank and the filter analogy. I could run that 25-gallon filter on my 200 tank all day, but for one, it's not even a guarantee that it'll get clean. And for two, it's not even a guarantee that it will work, that it'll even get any of the job done. So being able to understand where you're going and how you're getting there. Those are some of the imperative ways to recognize bad energy around you, or even those energies that may need to be adjusted, or even adjusting what you're allowing to market to you, what spirit you're allowing to market to you, what energy you're allowing yourself to encounter. Right, I'm getting to my destination with commitment issues, anxiety, an unhealthy amount of fear, toxic masculinity, overweight, addiction, substance abuse. Those are going to be the same things that you can see being remarketed in your life because you've already expressed interest in them. You're going to continue to see those things, so you have to be aware of where you're going and how you're getting there, because those things, those examples, you're going to see them remarketed to you time and time again. And when you see that you find yourself getting better in one area, the enemy got a trick up his sleeve, so you have to be mindful. And we'll get into that too. What is one way that the enemy tests you? So the question came down. What is one way that the enemy tests you? Well, we already talked about that. The tools that can be just about anything, right? But the enemy likes to come in and poison your well, right? Because if you can poison the well water, that's gonna run through the house, it's gonna run through the pipes, it's gonna be in how you bathe yourself, it's gonna be in how you the water that you drink, your kids is what's gonna be getting that water, you know. And for the parents out there, you are watering your children, so it all starts at that well, right? So what is the well? The enemy likes to come in and poison your thoughts. It's the easiest way to taint your entire system. Your thoughts are like the Marines, like they're the first line of defense. They are on the battleground first. Everything comes in through the mind. The only reason the emotions have a seat at the table or have anything to talk about is because the mind brought it in to the table. Because you can't really even have functional emotions without a thought. So it's that first line of defense. So the enemy knows that if I can drop this bomb off here, I can light this whole area. A twisted thought will twist emotions and disrupt the spirit. Once the spirit is disrupted, we're no longer able to produce worthwhile fruit. Like peace, love, joy, gentleness, kindness. You see how it all's like a domino effect? You see how it all kind of trickles down to the roots? You see how if you taint the water, you'll kill the root and kill the fruit? It's all cyclical, baby. It's all cyclical. Stick with me, though. Stick with me. Because I want to take this a little more personal. And this week was a good testament. So the next question was, can you share a story when you first realized or when you realized that you had attracted bad energy? Now, when I worked on this episode, this particular situation hadn't come up, and it's so interesting, so I'm going to share this with you. I'm going to be transparent. So I already talked about how my wife just graduated, and I had been preparing for the graduation. I've been preparing for the graduation party trip, not only doing that, but also managing work, managing my business, trying to bring in some more employees. Just, it was a lot of moving pieces. And in order for me to go into this season of celebration with my wife, I needed to, or I felt as though I had to really knock out a decent amount of work that I was backed up on, because I knew her week was her week and I wanted to be able to take care of work so that it wouldn't interfere. But in the process, there was so much pressure. There was so much pressure that was built up on me just from work, deadlines, new assignments. Like, these are gifts. These were blessings. I can't even say that they were burdens, because while the pressure was heavy, I look back in foresight and I know that they were still a blessing. But that did not diminish the pressure that I felt. I went to the coffee shop. I went to go work at the coffee shop. And after about 5 hours of working there, I felt like my energy was just being tainted, right? I'm like, I can't work here. I'm like, time is ticking. I only have a little bit more time left. It's like, I gotta get this done. So I go home and I get to my house and I put myself in this little room where it's just me and my thoughts and my computer. And I say, I gotta get this work done. And I'm looking at my list, and my list is like a mile high of things that I have to finish. And I'm looking at them like, I have no idea. And I use the same process all the time to, you know, prioritize. And I'm sitting here at this time like it's new, and I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm gonna be able to finish all this. So it's really playing with my head, because that thought of me not being able to finish it made me not even want to start it. And I'm frustrated. Like, I am really frustrated. My wife, she knew that I was in the work mode, so she had left me alone. So that made it even worse that I am alone in my thoughts, in my feelings, frustrated, feeling like there's gotta be somebody I can hand this work off to. I have to be able to get somebody else. Like, I'm fuming, ladies and gentlemen. It got to the point where I'm boiling over at home. All of a sudden, I heard the Lord say, stop. Be still. Be still. And know that I am the Lord. And when I heard that and I felt it, it realigned it, because all of my tension was marketing to me. All of my anxiety, all of my fears, all of my doubts, they were all marketing to me at the same time. It's like the devil said, this is a fantastic time. He will sell. I mean, he will buy. He will buy defeat right now. We got him right now, ladies and gentlemen. We've been retargeting this guy with anxiety, doubt, fear for months. He's been screaming his fearless season, but I think we can get in there right now and market some solid defeat to him. We got him on the ropes. And the Lord stepped in and said, be still. And it's like all of the marketing stopped. It's like he pulled the cord on my internet access. It was silence. And he said, I need you to slow down. And I need you to recognize that you are under attack. It's not your thoughts. It's not your assignments. It's not that you're backed up. It's not that you can't get this done. It's not that you feel overwhelmed. Well, it is all of that. But you have to recognize that the reason why you're feeling the way that you're feeling, because you're not focused on me. You've taken your focus off of the fact that you're doing this, but it's through my strength, God said. So realign with me. We'll take care of what needs to be taken care of. And what you think is going to fall through the cracks, I'm still going to find a way for you. Do you believe me? And I said yes. And we continue to work. And I shared that one because I have a morning motivation podcast show, ladies and gentlemen. I help people with inspiration, motivation, empowerment, but I share that because I still have times where I'm not inspired, but my motive still drove me, but the Lord propelled me. And he slowed me down, he focused, but I had to recognize that you are being marketed to all at the same time. They're all coming for you. They're all coming for you. It's a heavy promo day for you, my friend. So that was an example. And one of the things, and I'll share this too, and this is a very valuable tip that I did not mention in that story, but one of the things that I've recognized right before I heard that be still is that I had stopped working. I wasn't working, and then the thought came as I was working and all that stuff. I literally had stopped for a sec, stopped, because I have been practicing meditation, right? So what that meditation looks like is being able to take some time, 10 to 15 minutes, to be able to really tap into yourself. I mean, really channel your, even focus on your breathing, focus on it going in and out. And it has a way of isolating you and bringing you back to a balance point. So when I found myself being worked up, I was implementing that meditation process, stopping, focusing on the breathing, focusing on thoughts, and that's when the Lord came in. But I say that because that step is a mental step, and it helped me to get that clarity for spiritual to come in. See where that mind is the first line of defense once again? But I want to share that because it's not always, people think it's just a spiritual boom. It's just, no, there's steps in there. You have to recognize that God gave you a brain for a reason. He gave you emotions for a reason. He gave your spirit for a reason. They all work together. It ain't just the spirit that's regulating everything. You know, the emotions have a job to do and the mind have a job to do. But I digress, right? So, have you ever stopped being targeted? And we'll double back. And this is where I was talking about earlier, but let me ask you this. So, have you ever stopped being targeted and something else comes up? So remember I said when a vice starts to dwindle down, then you're like, okay, I'm doing good. Then something else seems to pop up. Sometimes we substitute a problem for another problem. AKA, we go looking for trouble. AKA, we go looking for spiritual warfare. So when I was working on a superpower planner, and I said I was learning the marketing and learning the advertising and retargeting and just learning how to set up the campaigns and all of this stuff that is only exciting to a group of people who love to do this type of stuff. But it's exciting. But anyways, as I was doing this, one of the things that I had to do was study my competition, right? So if you are a business owner, you may do this yourself, you may hire somebody else to do it, but you always have a study of your competitor, right? You do your research, you want to know how they tick, you want to know how they work. But when it comes to something like a product, you also want to test out how their system works, right? You want to test out how the whole process works. So if you sell shoes and your competitor is a shoe seller, you would want to even go through their whole buying process online. Like, okay, put the shoes, click on the shoes, put the shoes into a cart, act like you're about to order the shoes, okay, put the credit card information in, right? This all kind of helps you understand the flow because it shows you how a successful business operates from beginning to end. Little tip for the business owners, right? But where this comes in from this perspective is that if they're a good competition, if they're a good business, like successful, which most of the ones I was marketing, doing my research on are multi-billion, multi-million dollar companies. Once you begin to study them and you go through and you're being a fake customer, their retargeting begins. So you're not immune. So even as I was doing my competition, let's say I'm going to someone else who's a competitor in my market, then their marketing will begin to target me because I've already went in. I'm saying, I want to see how their system works. So a part of their system has caught me and now I'm in their web, right? It's called one of the features is called Pixel. You got Pixel, right? And that's basically when you go to a website or something like that, now the website, lack of better words, can track you. And they know how to, now you can see their ads. So since you went to their website once, now if you go to different places, you'll be able to see their content. That's how it happens. It's that simple. But the enemy does the same thing. And this is what I say when we go looking for trouble, right? You go into that door, you go into that trouble, you go into that situation, and you thought that you was just going to get out of there with a one and done. Well, no, my friend. Because for one, you got a different vice, right? We all got vices. You were supposed to have a different vice. So while you're knocking on another vice's door thinking that they're not going to come and greet you and say, hey, how you doing? Let's see if we can sell you something else. You are wrong, my friend. Because now you are being targeted. This is what it looks like when we go looking for trouble. There's a book that's a phenomenal. I highly recommend, especially when we're dealing with spiritual warfare. It's called The Three Battlegrounds, and it's by Francis Frankenheim. And I may be mispronouncing that last name, but if you Google it, you will find him without a shadow of a doubt. Once again, it's called Three Battlegrounds by Francis Frankenheim. And he uses a great example in there that's kind of similar, where we oftentimes go looking for trouble in spiritual warfare. It's always talking about the devil made me do it, or the devil did it, or always in war. It's not always looking like that. Sometimes you go looking for trouble. Sometimes you put yourself into a situation where now you're in a web getting marketed to with vices. So you have to be mindful that you don't need to be going to look for no trouble, because trouble gonna find you, my friend, every single time. Right? So how do you go about solving a real problem when you realize that you've just substituted? Well, I'm not gonna go into this because, like I said, we've been chucking with this throughout this whole season. So you gotta go back to the crutch episodes. You gotta go back to putting the death of bad habits. But I will say, you can't cut down a tree if you can't even get to the bottom of it. You have to get to the bottom of the actual problem, or in this case, you have to get to those trunks. You gotta get to the bottom. And we did some work on that, and we did some homework in the previous episode, so you gotta go back. You gotta go back. But I'm gonna go ahead and wrap it up with this last question. What are some things that you can do to protect yourself from bad energy? Well, first of all, don't be so inviting. Like, if you open yourself up to the universe, then everything in the universe is gonna be open to you. Like, it's kind of that simple. When they say don't open Pandora's box, yeah, I don't really get into the Greek mythology, but the concept is really quite simple, and it kind of repeats itself, and it repeats itself across many cultures, many diasporas, many religions. The phrase is constant. Don't open yourself up to it if you don't want it. Don't open yourself up to it if you don't want it, ladies and gentlemen. Let me try to say this another way. Don't entertain what you don't want to linger or reoccur, period. Then we get into some of the basic things that can kind of just help us with maintenance and keeping our mind fresh. I love fasting as an option. I love meditation as an option. I love being able to build relationships with people as an option to protect myself, because in that community, we're able to be around people of like-minded, like-spirited that we can do life with and sharpen that iron and keep us sharp where we may be dull. And I'm not just talking about quote-unquote positive people. That ain't what I'm checking for. People that don't experience or share your ideals. No, I'm talking about people who are wise enough to offer wise counsel, even if it doesn't sound happy every day, but it can be some joy or peace in the message that they're delivering. We ain't just talking about positive. We talking about people who are wise. So those are just a few things. But another one of the critical things, and I'll repeat it again, is moderation. Being able to have things in moderation is so important, because I do believe that God put us here, you know, to have a good time. I do. And that good time can look a lot of different ways, but I think in moderation is where it's most healthy. Where our vessels are in the best position to glorify God is where we're in a good position. And I don't think that God created this earth for us not to enjoy it, but we have to be mindful of the moderation. And in that moderation, which is also alignment, which is also in balance, is where we know how to recognize where we're being retargeted, where we're being marketed at, where those are vices, where those are benefits, where those are blessings, where those are curses. It's through that balance, staying grounded, to be able to recognize where you need balance. And that's all I got for you. And we're not even gonna have no homework assignment, because it's the summertime. It's the summertime. So you got off the hook this time. But until the next time, y'all, spread some love, spread some cheer, spread some joy far and near. And make sure you tell a friend to subscribe to The Morning Motivation if they have not. If you know someone who needs some inspiration, motivation, and empowerment, they can just text Motivate Me to 202-918-3480. Salute. from Sir With Love.
I'm Sir Evans, and you've been listening to Surreal Life Morning Motivation. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and wherever else you listen to your podcasts. Feel free to subscribe, rate, and review this episode. And join me next week for Surreal Life Morning Motivation. Thank you for listening. Salute.